This is Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A-N, M-D, dictating a single dictation on a patient named Robert Dixon, D-I-X-O-N. Date of the IME is yesterday, April 13. This will read as follows. To whom it may concern. Robert Dixon is a 40-year-old gentleman seen in this office for independent medical evaluation in the specialty of orthopedic surgery. Period. He comes with extensive outside medical records, which have been reviewed. Period. He describes a work injury that occurred on December 16, 2022, while working overseas in Iraq. Period. This gentleman describes a fall on a wet floor on his outstretched right hand. Period. He also describes striking the back of his head against the ground, resulting in a lump on the back of his head. Period. He was placed in a wrist splint and returned to the United States around Christmas time. Actually, returned to the United States just before Christmas. Following his return to the United States, assessment of the right wrist was performed. Period. Originally no fracture was identified. Period. However, he was referred to an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. McDonald, at the Houston Clinic in Columbus, Georgia, whereupon he was diagnosed with a non-displaced fracture of the distal aspect of the scaphoid bone of the right wrist. Period. This was treated with a thumb spica cast immobilization in February 2023. Period. The cast was removed at his follow-up visit on March 23, 2023. Period. Dr. McDonald diagnosed the fracture as having healed, and he was advised to follow up on an as needed basis only. Period. He complains of only slight tenderness at the fracture site on the right wrist. Period. There are no complaints of shoulder pain. Period. He complains of some slight dizziness in the back of his head and has asked to see a neurologist for this period. This gentleman is right-hand dominant. Period. He has not yet returned to work. Period. New paragraph. On examination today, this gentleman is in no acute distress. Period. He is very muscular, 5 foot 8 inches and 236 pounds. Period. He works repairing air conditioners. Period. On examination of the right wrist, there is 4-inch of motion, including flexion, extension, and ulnar deviation and radial deviation. Period. There is minimal tenderness to palpation over the anatomic snuff box of the right wrist. Period. Grip strength is normal. Period. Sensation is intact. Period. There is no swelling. Period. There is 4-inch motion of the right shoulder. Period. There are no neurologic deficits in the upper extremities. Period. New paragraph. Questions to be resolved. Number one, a detailed history has been obtained as documented above. Period. New paragraph number two. The diagnosis of the correcting the orthopedic diagnosis of this claimant's condition is a non-displaced fracture of the distal third of the right scaphoid bone of the right wrist. Period. New paragraph number three. This gentleman's injury to the right wrist is definitely work related. Period. There are no prior wrist injuries. Period. New paragraph number four. This gentleman is on no current prescribed medications. Period. New paragraph number five. This gentleman's treatment plan has been appropriate. Period. The treatment plan is sufficient. Period. He is scheduled to return to his treating orthopedic surgeon on an as-needed basis only. Period. New paragraph number six. Maximum medical improvement will be reached as of May 1, 2023. Period. There will be no permanent partial disability rating necessary. Correction, there will be no permanent partial disability, period. New paragraph number seven, this gentleman is able to return to work as of May 1, 2023, period. Paragraph number eight, when this gentleman returns to work on May 1, 2023, there will be no work restrictions, period. New paragraph, sincerely me, Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A-N, dictating. Thank you.